couple of years ago, I started a village called the Tamper Evident Village. And the idea was, you know, when you see it on movies, they have like the evidence bag and they tear open, it's in the evidence folder. And I kept thinking, well, you've got to be able to get around the evidence folder. You know, somebody's got to be able to tamper with that, or the money bag, or you see on your electricity meter, you see a little stomp with a little lead grommet. It looks, you know, very Roman, like a seal, wax seal. So I figured, well, how hard is it to get around that stuff? Well, I don't know, but I bet some of these hackers do. So I started a village on how do you defeat evidence things, unseal envelopes, get past wax seals, get past these little... and nobody was doing that before. And now that's a common thing. Now there's a whole body of knowledge around how you defeat these tamper-evident stickers and seals and tapes. So now I was looking for something new, and I thought, well, voting machines are in the news, and I'm sure people have been beating these things up because you can find them on eBay, and people have been talking about them since Bush Gore. And I looked around. I couldn't find any information. Like, hackers have not been beating on these things. Academics have a few publications, but there's just nothing really known. So it's like, well, I don't know anything about these really either, but I bet I can buy some on eBay, invite all the hackers in, and figure it out all over. And so this year, it's completely exploded. We've got all these voting machines. We've got people from NIST. We've got county commissioners from the election officials. We've got people from DHS. We've got, it's just turned into a crazy assemblage of just anybody remotely interested in hacking on these voting machines. And it's the more you learn about them, the more scary it becomes. So there's a little bit of excitement in that area just because it wasn't done last year and it's new this year.